Modern workforces echo dynamic ecosystems, not static silos. Modern workplaces are like lively ecosystems, not stiff compartments. Executives today have more on their plate than just making money. They need to think about social responsibilities, like stopping worker mistreatment, boosting diversity, equity, and inclusion, D&I, and giving employees fulfilling jobs. Nowadays, workforces are a mix of different folks, from full-timers to freelancers and investors. They all act like separate but connected parts of a big ecosystem. A workforce ecosystem is a setup where everyone involved, both inside and outside the company, works together to benefit the organization. In today's world, where remote work and gig jobs are the norm, traditional workplace structures just don't cut it anymore. Instead of sticking to old-fashioned hierarchies, smart executives are accepting workforce ecosystems. These ecosystems are all about flexibility and building networks rather than dividing into rigid silos. With a workforce ecosystem, companies can tackle complex problems more effectively. By bringing together diverse talents from different areas, leaders can tap into collective brainpower, sparking innovation in teams that mix and match skills. This approach also meets the changing needs of workers. More and more people want freedom in their careers. With a workforce ecosystem, they can hop between projects, trying out new roles and learning new skills along the way. Maximize synergies for greater success. Workforce ecosystems are all about making the most out of who works where. There are two kinds of players, the ones on the inside, like employees, and the ones on the outside, like short or long-term contractors. The insiders get the perks, like health insurance, while the outsiders don't, but they still contribute to the organization in their way. These insiders and outsiders aren't just doing their own thing. They're connected in a way that makes everything work better together. We call this complementarities. Think of it like this: when you bundle things that go well together, like hot dogs and buns, it's way more appealing to customers than selling them separately. Effective workforce ecosystems grow on interdependence, where the achievement of one entity relies on the success of another. For instance, take NASA. To reach its ambitious goals, NASA collaborates with numerous partners, including its employees, 2,600 commercial alliances, and 150 international partnerships. According to Robert Gibbs, NASA's Associate Administrator for Mission Support, the agency actively engages across various domains, tapping into diverse talents beyond the traditional workforce boundaries. By promoting robust relationships with other organizations, NASA expands its potential for value creation through interconnected ecosystems. Create a strategy with three ecosystem traits. When creating your business plan, it's crucial to take into account three key aspects of your workforce ecosystem. Let's break them down. 1. Comprehensiveness. Think of this as the diversity within your team. A low level of comprehensiveness means you might only rely on your internal employees. But if you have high comprehensiveness, it means you're tapping into a wide range of talents, both internally and externally. This mix of people, each bringing something different to the table, can boost your business strategy. 2. Community. Talking about the people who surround your business. Do you have a group of freelancers or partners who support each other in your company? Take the example of Threadless, a t-shirt company. They've built a community of freelance designers who not only work for them but also collaborate and share ideas. Having such a community can be a game changer for your strategy. 3. Coordination. This is all about how you manage relationships within your workforce ecosystem. Do you have clear processes in place? Are you actively coordinating between different teams, both inside and outside your organization? It's important to figure out who's in charge of what and ensure everyone is on the same page. Integration architectures enable robust ecosystems and autonomous entities. To effectively manage your workforce, you need more than just traditional methods. Think of it like orchestrating a symphony rather than giving orders from the top. Instead of strict control, it's about guiding everyone to work together toward shared goals. Imagine your company as a big orchestra. Senior leaders are like the conductors, guiding the overall direction. Then you have teams like procurement and HR. They're like the managers, making sure everything runs smoothly. And behind the scenes, you've got IT, finance, and legal teams. They keep the whole operation ticking. Today, many companies struggle because their teams aren't working together. But you can change that. By building integration architectures, you create systems that bring everything together. It's like designing a blueprint that ensures HR, finance, and other parts of the company work seamlessly with each other and with external partners. Think about the kind of vibe you want in your workplace. Some places are all about their full-time staff, hardly giving a nod to freelancers and gig workers. They're laser-focused on creating a strong culture inside the company. But, hey, there's another way to do things. You can build a culture that accepts everyone, whether they're on the payroll or working freelance. Or maybe your setup is so diverse that different teams have their own vibe. If that's the case, just make sure they all jive with your big goals and follow the rules. Enhance the workplace with four phases. Consider organizing your ecosystem using the following four-step method that links scattered activities to a unified vision. 1. Assemble your team. Gather a squad representing different parts of your organization, folks from nearby, from outside, and from the core. Just remember, balance is key. Too much new blood might upset the current crew. 2. Test the waters locally. Let your legal team run some trial programs. They'll figure out how to connect different parts of the workforce while spotting any gaps between what managers want and what they're getting. 3. Get everyone on the same page. Expect some hiccups as you shift gears. Make sure your old ways aren't holding you back and encourage everyone to keep learning from both successes and slip-ups. 4. Grow your network. Don't let things get stale. Regularly update your central teams and set new targets. Keep an eye out for fresh ideas and ways to improve how things run. Entice talent with flexible, meaningful work. In today's job market, flexibility and meaning matter more than ever. By adopting a workforce ecosystem approach, you can tap into what motivates workers. It's not just about making them better for your company, it's about helping them reach their full potential. Imagine if learning and development were centered around the worker, allowing them to lead the way in their growth. For example, take a page from Schneider Electric's book, where workers choose the skills they want to learn and the roles they want to try, all through an internal talent marketplace. When you open up options and resources within your workforce, you're putting the power in the hands of your employees. They can see what's available and make choices that steer their career in the direction they want. It's all about giving them the tools they need to take charge of their success. It's time to ditch the old idea of a career ladder and embrace something more flexible and dynamic. Think of it like guiding a jungle gym or climbing a wall instead. Careers today aren't straight lines anymore. If you ignore this and stick to rigid rules, you'll lose valuable talent. Take Deutsche Post DHL Group, for example. They lost employees because of a policy that forced them to stay in their roles for a year before applying for new ones. Modern workers aren't sticking around at companies for ages like before. They want to explore different roles and try new things. To keep them engaged, we need to be flexible in how we plan their careers. Talent sharing programs are one way to do this. And let's not forget about meaning. Workers today crave jobs that feel meaningful. So, organizations need to invest in creating fulfilling work experiences. Optimize workplace ecosystems with technology. To enhance how workplaces function, leaders can harness the power of technology. Here are five key technologies that can revolutionize workforce management. 1. Work tech, boost productivity by integrating machines into teams. By combining artificial intelligence with human intelligence, teams can achieve greater efficiency and value. 2. Workforce tech, seamlessly manage your workforce with tools like learning platforms, HR systems, and talent marketplaces. These technologies streamline operations and optimize resource allocation. 3. Workplace tech, adopt technologies that support distributed work, such as video conferencing platforms like Zoom and emerging metaverse technologies. These tools enable seamless collaboration regardless of location. 4. Verification and credentialization tech, standardize digital credentials like badges and tokens to empower workers to navigate diverse workforce ecosystems. Innovations like dynamic NFTs ensure the integrity and reliability of credentials. 5. Technology as a workforce participant. As technology evolves, it's not just a tool but a potential workforce participant. Machines are increasingly capable of performing tasks within workplace ecosystems, transforming technology's role from enabler to active contributor. Ethical leadership guides through complexity. In the future, organizations must be socially responsible. This means they should take care of not just their regular employees but also those who work with them temporarily. Everyone involved in a company, whether full-time or temporary, has ethical duties. For instance, temporary workers who have access to important company information must follow the security rules the company sets. Creating an inclusive workplace is also essential. Every worker should feel respected and valued for their contributions. It's not just about how a company treats its employees. A company must also behave ethically when dealing with other organizations. For example, Regeneron, a pharmaceutical company, didn't meet its ethical duties when it broke the law by paying healthcare foundations for copay subsidies, tricking both the government and its customers. To succeed as a leader in the future, you need to adjust your mindset. Instead of only thinking about your organization, consider the bigger picture. Collaborate with others from different organizations to create new systems that help employees move between workplaces more easily. Companies should also team up with competitors to achieve goals that would be difficult alone. By forming strategic alliances, everyone can benefit. Key points 1. Today's workplaces resemble lively ecosystems, promoting collaboration among diverse talents for innovation and success. 2. Accept workforce ecosystems for adaptable structures that meet the evolving needs of employees and promote inclusivity. 3. Develop strategies with comprehensiveness, community, and coordination to unlock the full potential of your workforce ecosystem. 4. Utilize integration architectures to ensure smooth collaboration and synergy across all aspects of your organization. 5. Prioritize flexibility and meaning in work to attract and retain talent, empowering employees to shape their career paths. 6. Leverage technology to optimize workforce management, utilizing tools such as AI, HR systems, and virtual collaboration platforms. 7. Ethical leadership is crucial for encouraging inclusive workplaces and ethical interactions with both employees and external partners.